Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we're on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. And I'm so excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges and the chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee, weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life. Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. As AANMC Executive Director, Dr. Yanez oversees research, advocacy efforts, and the joint academic endeavors of the Accredited Colleges of Naturopathic Medicine. Dr. Yanez, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hope you guys are well.
We hope you are well, too. It's so beautiful outside. It's just, you know, it's the weather where you just want to be outdoors, and it's been very, very rainy, you know, this winter, so the spring is much appreciated.
Yes, agreed. It's really amazing how getting outside can make an impact in your mental health and in your health, and I think that's what we were talking about today, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, everybody has seen or at least heard about Marie Kondo's show about kind of spring cleaning your house and cleaning out closets and that sort of thing. And all of that really does impact your health, doesn't it?
So, you know, it's really funny. Folks will talk about the impact of clutter, you know, all the excess stuff that we accumulate through the course of our lifetime. And what that does to your mental health, I know personally for me, when my house is not, you know, when it's a disaster, it's harder for me to concentrate. It's harder to think straight. And you know, even though cleaning is not the funnest thing in the world, the most fun thing in the world, you know, there is satisfaction in knowing that your space is organized. And I think that's why so many folks have caught on to, you know, this is just one way of organizing. But I think it's also important to think about the mental clutter. And, you know, as a working mom myself, I think of all of the things that occupy my brain space. And how do you declutter not only your personal space, but how do you declutter your thoughts? And by doing both of those, that definitely can have an impact in your mental health and in your stress levels.
So I have, and I've gone through periods of time where I do this, but I've recently started really journaling, and it really does clear the cobwebs out of, you know, things that I'm kind of obsessing about. And I don't really like that word, but it kind of describes things that are swirling around my head that I want to get rid of. And I find that when I write them down in a journal, then it clears all of that out. It's like taking a Swiffer to the cobwebs.
It really is. And, you know, I think that journaling, there are so many different tools out there to help you kind of manage those cobwebs. But, you know, journaling is one of them. Social support has been well documented to help people manage their stress. And so talking with a friend, having a counselor, if you feel that that's, you know, that's more helpful. But, you know, I think all of those types of ways of having some sort of a release, for me personally, it's lists. And even if I don't necessarily cross off everything on the list, it's just knowing that I have everything down on paper that needs to happen, so it doesn't have to occupy the mental space of, oh, I'm going to forget this, or, oh, I have to remember to do this. Just putting it down, my calendar is my Bible, you know, I've got a calendar that's chock full of everything that I need to do, everywhere I need to be, everything I need to think of, and, you know, having that level of organization and finding, I think more importantly, Erin, it's finding the organization that works for you. You know, some people it's writing down a handwritten list. Some people it's, you know, there are so many web apps now that can help you stay organized. But it's really, you know, if the organizational tool becomes more stress, then ditch it.
Absolutely. One more thing you've got to do is organize.
Yes.
So I remember when I was very early in my career, I took a Stephen Covey class, and you know, they had the Franklin planners. This is before people had the smartphones, and you know, I found it so helpful as a way to kind of think about organizing your day. And I've thought recently that, well, you know, maybe I need to take another one of those courses, because obviously I don't use a Franklin planner anymore, but you know, that maybe there are new ways to organize that would make life easier.
Well, there are. And, you know, I think, again, though, you know, there are so many tools on, you know, on cell phones. You can set reminders. You can have, you know, on my calendar, I have reminders that go off. They get sent to my email box, and I get a little ping on my cell phone. And that's how I remember that, you know, Monday is spirit shirt day at my son's school, or, you know, all the random things that you have, you know, bring cans on Friday to school. And, you know, in addition to work, all the extra stuff that would normally be like, oh gosh, I've got to remember to, you know, to do this or to do that, or this is one extra thing. You know, again, it's having the organizational tools that work for you. I have found my system and I stick with it. And mayhem ensues when I don't. So,
by the way, when your son hits middle school, you're going to find out about those special days half an hour before he has to be at school.
Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to bring, you know, 150 cookies. Really?
Fabulous. But anyway, I think, you know, the spring cleaning piece really does fit into more of what are the things that clutter your mind, that stress you out. And, you know, if having a messy kitchen doesn't stress you out, then don't worry about it. For me, it does. So, you know, I think it's really what are the things that are stressing you out that are kind of leading to that, the little pins in the pin cushion. Like, what are those little things that ultimately will add up? And if you can clear those out and kind of get those out of the way, then yes, it absolutely can help with mental health and with your overall stress levels. So it's really just knowing yourself and knowing what's important, prioritizing the things that will help you feel better, and you know, and making that a regular part of your life.
So one of the things that I hate doing is filing. I hate filing. And yeah. I generally don't like paper. I want everything electronic, because then it's really easy for me to file. Mm-hmm. But right. Like physically taking paper and putting in files, I hate that. Is there anything wrong with hiring people to do that for you?
There is absolutely nothing. If you have the means to do so, you know, I had a very smart mentor years ago who basically said, you know, hire out the things you don't like to do. And because you will spend more time thinking about it, obsessing about it, stressing about it, than the $20 you could have paid somebody to have gone and filed your stuff for an hour. So, yeah, I definitely think that, you know, if you have the means, or if you can, you know, find a way without the means, you know, find a way to enlist some help or have somebody there for moral support, you know, that's the filing is one of my things, and so is when I've had to move packing. For whatever reason,
yeah.
I have, like, this mental block on packing, and it stresses me to no end. And so, you know, what I've found is if I can have, you know, music and some friends and make it fun, that it go, you know, it becomes less of that burden. And, you know, so I think, again, asking for help is something that a lot of us don't always do well. And whether that's paid help or it's, you know, a friend or whatever, asking for help and knowing when you need help is very important. And I think that's one of the big messages in all of the mental health, you know, if you look at Psychology Today or you look at, you know, any of the National Association of Mental Health and all of that, it's all about knowing yourself, you know, they have self-assessment tools. And knowing when to ask for help, knowing when you need professional help, knowing when you need a friend or a spouse or a partner or a family, and getting the help when you need it. And I think that's the biggest piece. You know, 1 out of 5 Americans, it's estimated, struggles with some sort of mental health issue. And worldwide, the numbers are even 1 out of 4. So I think, again, you know, this is not something people, and we've talked about this before, have stigma about asking for help or saying they're sad or saying they're anxious or angry or depressed, and we really should start to take that stigma away from people and make it safe to talk about things that are upsetting to you.
You know, it's I think that when expectations crash into reality, it's a source of tremendous stress. And you know, as you said, if having a messy kitchen doesn't bother you, then don't worry about it. And this idea that we have to have everything has to be perfect and everything has to be just so, and that in itself can cause people significant mental anguish. And give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack seems to be a really positive message.
Yeah, you know, I think that striving for perfection, and, you know, my husband will say, well, he'll rat me out right now if he heard me talking about perfection. But, you know, I think that the striving for perfection and that extra pressure that we put on ourselves, undue pressure, you know, I've heard folks talking, oh, well, you know, my house isn't really ready yet. I don't want to have people over. I'm like, please, I don't care what your house looks like. Like, don't worry if your baseboards aren't up or you haven't finished your kitchen yet. I don't care. You know, and frankly, anybody who will care shouldn't be coming to your house.
Indeed. Indeed. Absolutely. So is there any news on the naturopathic medical college front? Anything going on that you want to let the public know about?
Oh, gosh, there's so much news. So we have two states that have recently newly regulated naturopathic doctors. So Idaho and New Mexico are now regulating for naturopathic medicine. So that's huge news. Our residency process has just finished up a cycle, and we have our monthly webinar series. I'm actually getting ready to rehearse with the Naturopathic Medical Student Association president for his upcoming webinar. So we'll hear tips and tricks from a current ND student in a couple weeks.